Harry Mello is a 25-year-old grad student from New York who came to Miami 2 months ago for school. In New York, he was able to sign up for Medicaid. He was surprised to find out that in Florida, there's a coverage gap, where uninsured people who can't afford health care insurance also don't qualify for Obamacare. Mello is now in that gap.
Shouldn't my concern as a student be studying and receiving A's rather than what to do or where to go and how much this will cost me as an uninsured adult?
With Medicaid expansion, the state will choose to accept federal funds for health care. Supporters say that the money would fund hospitals, create more health care jobs, and save taxpayer money that would otherwise be used to treat the uninsured. Julio Fuentes is the president of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
From a business perspective, this is absolutely a no-brainer. From a moral perspective, it's imperative.
This is an issue that continues to divide the legislation. The federal funds would fully cover the expansion through 2016. Opponents are concerned about the state taking the financial burden afterward. I'm Lisanne Ramos in Miami.